Most of the Midwest will see favorable crop maturation and harvest conditions as we move forward through this week, but there's a couple of interesting features that are starting to show up in some of the computer forecast model data. The first is a tropical or subtropical low pressure system that's expected to form off the lower eastern U.S. coast as we move through this week. The low pressure center may or may not intensify into some kind of a more organized tropical system, and where it goes and how quickly it gets there will have influence on Midwest weather. There's a surface high pressure center over New England and parts of southeastern Canada that will promote a strong easterly surface wind flow, and some of the moisture from this tropical or subtropical event will be dragged inland as we get to the middle and latter parts of this week from those easterly winds. And so will places like Virginia, West Virginia, Ohio, maybe parts of Indiana, Kentucky, and North Carolina. We'll all have a chance for some rainfall as we move into the second half of this week as the moisture from this system gets ripped into the area. The main circulation center will stay out along the coast or off the coast, so the moisture from this event will have influence on some of our weather. Now for Illinois, parts of Missouri, Indiana, Michigan, and Kentucky, we're probably not going to see much in the way of significant precipitation over the coming week. In fact, eastern Iowa will also be left dry along with parts of Wisconsin. A frontal boundary will work its way into the northwestern Corn Belt for a brief period of time later this week, and it will likely set off some showers and thunderstorms in portions of Minnesota, the eastern Dakotas, and Nebraska, maybe picking up on parts of northwestern Iowa as well. Rain totals for the week will run from a quarter to three-quarters of an inch with some localized amounts of 1 to 2 inches. Those heavier rains are right now expected to be in Minnesota and maybe a small part of extreme eastern sections of South Dakota. That's really the only significant rain event that's expected in the Midwest this week. Our temperatures will be warmer biased and will likely see daily highs in the 70s and 80s across the bulk of the region. This morning we have mostly fair skies across the area, and you can tell that the atmosphere is a little bit on the dry side. We're expecting to see the temperatures warm up very quickly today. The winds are relatively light across the region except in the western fringes of the Corn Belt where the winds are out of the south now. And we'll be bringing some moisture back to the north. With 50-degree temperatures common across many areas in the Midwest this morning, made it a very pleasant night last night. Well, we'll see the temperatures at night warm up a little bit. We'll likely see a lot of temperatures in the 50s and 60s for a while. There may be a chance for us to get just a little bit warmer than that as we get close to the weekend. But until that takes place, we're probably going to see a continuation of these conditions. The majority of the Midwest will still be dry going to next week. However, there's one more tropical event that I need to make mention of today. This tropical event is likely to bring us a threat to the southeastern United States. According to the latest model data, a tropical system in the Caribbean Sea may evolve later this week and move into the Gulf of Mexico, the eastern parts of the Gulf, as we get into the weekend coming up. Storm system may eventually bring moisture into the southeastern United States, and there's always a chance that some of that could come up into the heart of the Midwest, but that's pure speculation at this point in time. We have to wait until the storm system evolves to get more specific with the forecast. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.